I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. That's how I start every show. I just laugh like an insane person into the microphone. What is up, everybody? It's Wednesday. You just watched 2 hours of nonsense, which means you're here with us now for the Married at First Sight After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Welcome, welcome. We love to see you. My name is Mike Thieling, your wonderful moderator for your show today. TK, it was too much. You had to take the night off.
But team of course, married down.
That's right. That's right. I'm the only one representing Team Married, so I have to really hold it down against Team Single on the other side of the table. Starting, of course, with Lanisha.
Hey, what's up, all my single ladies?
And then, further strengthening Team No Commitments is Ken.
Yes, no commitments, and I'm Team Single. Single at first sight.
But to be fair, it's actually even, because also joining me on Team Married is producer Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh. Hang on.
Hold it.
Are you camera ready today?
No, I'm not. I'm never camera ready.
Oh. But you want to give yourself applause.
Yes.
That's fine.
Hey, everyone. Thank you. I'm Jonathan. I am the other married individual. I am in the booth. I have all of the knowledge that you'll ever need on relationships and marriage.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Really taking a lot of liberties tonight, Jonathan.
I just want to for a second.
I like right. that.
Yeah. No, Jonathan deserves it. He keeps the show running. Guys, we're going to break down this episode. We're going to go through, of course, everybody's still on their honeymoons. So we're going to go through all the couples, tell you exactly what we think about it. But first, and of course we're going to rate them. It's not going to be any surprise. Maybe we got some time for some predictions. First, Lanisha, what did you think overall of tonight's episode?
It was so awkward. I feel bad for some of these couples. I really wish that we could put some of like last seasons that were good onto these poor ladies.
Ken?
I empathize with a lot of the couples as well. It was a lot of kisses and cuddles, but also a lot of raindrops and puddles. Okay. I will say, because
look at you,
Ken's always got some kind of rhyme. M&M's melting. There's puddles and cuddles.
Yeah,
man. Basically, if you took different people from every single season of Married at First Sight, you could combine up like Frankenstein together a good couple.
They should do that. They should really like take some of the couples that didn't
work. Welcome back.
That were good. Yeah, welcome back.
It'd have to be Married at Second Sight though, because most of them would know each other. Kind of.
Awkward, yeah.
A little bit. Well, guys, let's just jump right into it, okay? Of course, we're all down in sexy Panama. Yeah? As they go on more and more, Panama looks better and better. I didn't think it was actually going to be a good honeymoon destination. I don't know why. It's just not the first kind of thing, place that pops into my mind. It's looking kind of cool, though.
The sightseeing is cool.
I like the animals.
And the slow stuff. But that's because I'm not, like, a hiking type of person or any of that. So, some of the stuff that was crawling, I'm...
Very picturesque, but unfortunately, a lot of them were, you know, watching that by themselves.
That's right.
In their room, eating cereal.
If you're awkwardly there with somebody that you don't really like, who cares how pretty it is? We start out... All of our couples assembled down at the pool. As we know, the show loves to do this and put everybody together and have them awkwardly talk about their relationships or lack thereof with the rest of the people on the cast. And we hear more and more about everybody. Right off the bat, all the couples are like, oh, Katie and Derek, Jessica and Austin, you guys are fantastic. And they're all bubbly and like, yay, we're so fantastic. And then the other three, it's just like death, right? It's just the vibes, the energy. How awkward is it in the pool with this kind of energy? Michael doesn't even come down right away.
At first, yeah, I know. It sucks. That's why I said for the women, because some of the women are just looking at all the happy other girls who are just, my husband is awesome. Like, Team Austin and Jessica.
Right.
Derek is doing amazing with Katie. I feel so bad because... Mindy just has to live bisexually through all of them.
Right. Well, see, did you say bisexually?
That's what she said, bisexually. No, bisexually? What did
she said vicariously. That's what she
said. You definitely just said she's living bisexually through everybody, but that's cool, too. That's cool. I know.
I thought that's what she said, too.
I sure you did. That's going to be a new theme for the rest of the season here on our after show. You guys are going to have some comments from people who've been commenting on our previous episodes.
I do
want to just shout out real quick, Lanisha and Ken, you guys said we had a little bit of hate from some of the guys commenting. They were being really hard on the guys. Hey, I am an equal opportunity hater. If the men are doing something bad, we got to call it out. If the women are doing something bad, we're definitely going to call it out. I honestly, completely objectively, personal opinion, I think of the three couples that are doing bad, it's all the men. Brandon is terrible, I think. Michael, of course, and Zach. All of them, I think it's completely their fault, the troubles, if you will, in their relationship.
Yeah, Zabuki said that we are ripping into Brandon, and I think the first part of this episode prove that we are not ripping into Brandon. Brandon is ripping into himself.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I would just like Zabuki to say, I'm the only woman on this panel right now, so you can't say nothing. Yeah. It's all three guys up in here.
And TK agree. I mean, obviously. So, real quick, they go off, and as they're prone to do, the women go hang out with the women, the men go hang out with each other, and they kind of have more chitty chat. Nothing very significant, I feel like, comes out of this. So I'd like to just jump right into the couples, okay? And as we usually do here, we start out with the least interesting to us, which means they're doing the best as couples.
They're the happiest.
Jessica and Austin, right? What is there to say about them this episode? They got a couples massage. They took a freezing cold rain shower together. They awkwardly asked each other to kiss. And we know they have rules about sharing food properly so that they don't order to say. It's like stupid cute, all right? They're stupid cute together.
Relationship goals.
Every episode, they're cute. It's consecutive. Like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, I don't know really.
I love my awkward couple.
And this is the thing. And Jonathan, you got later for us, you have the graph of how we've been rating the couples, right?
Yes, I do.
You do. And then we're going to see, which is a keen observation from producer Jonathan, a lot of our opinions on the couples have completely flip-flopped, okay, from the beginning. Because if the picture's up on the screen for right now, it's such an awkward-looking photograph. It looks almost like brother and sister. The tree is strategically placed between them. Everything about this picture is saying this couple's not going to work. But they're easily the best couple. Yes. They match in their weirdness. I feel like we say the same stuff for them over and over again every episode, but not a lot of stuff happens for them because it's all great. They're not capturing any drama.
Yeah, even a lot of the people that were in the comments, they didn't have much to say except for that they're obviously a cute couple, right? And they're the best couple.
Absolutely. And moving on to our other cute couple, super easy to talk about, Katie and Derek. Super sweet. They both love cheese. That's cool, I guess. I thought that was a little bit of a weird thing to bond over, but sure, they both love cheese. Okay, let's get into their tiny, tiny things, right? Part of Katie's thing going into this, and we've heard over and over and over again, is that she's diabetic. So she needs to get insulin shots. For some reason, in the past, she's only dated what to me sound like jerks that are somehow either turned off, sketched out, whatever, about her having insulin shots or having to help give her insulin shots. Ken, what did you think about it? I thought this was so weird.
I mean, knowing her background, maybe she, you know, came across men that, you know, mm-hmm. he may have had somebody where he dealt with, you know, a diabetic, and it could have, you know, kind of thrown him off a bit, or he could come from a scared place where it's like, am I going to lose her? Like, what is this? He might not be knowledgeable about, you know,
right.
diabetes. So, you know, It was, I wouldn't say that it was weird. It was more of like just trying to figure things out and see where he was to make him feel comfortable as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the key word, comfortable.
But a quick Google search would dissuade you from all the, like, it was scared.
Yeah, but not all guys are like that. Some guys are like, they can be jerky and they can make you feel like, oh my gosh, you have a disease when it's not.
Right.
And that's what I loved about Derek in this one. I love that he made it like normal, like, oh, okay, am I doing it right? Like, he took care of her and did the shot himself.
Right.
And I have a comment from Jackie Eisen-Smith who says, I really like that Derek asked for Katie's dad's blessing from the last episode.
We love that in the last episode.
Earning major brownie points.
Major points, and he handled the insulin exactly like it should be. Okay, cool, yeah. Done. Let's go down to the pool. Like, it's not a big deal, right? So, big kudos to him for handling that great. And then, of course, it's Katie's birthday. So, he sets out all the rose petals that Brandon steals later. And he has, you know, desserts and wines and things like that. And really kind of greases the path there to sexy time at night, which we knew was going to happen from day one for them, right?
I mean, I think the insulin shot was the foreplay.
Let's go already.
I mean, that was the foreplay.
Anybody out there who's diabetic, if you haven't thought about using your insulin shot as foreplay, it works.
Yeah, I don't know what Katie was thinking of, or what he was thinking about saying, like, oh, I just want her to be comfortable. She ready. She's been ready.
She's
been ready since day one to get it on. The question is, are you ready?
Yeah.
And she said, birthday sex, he ready.
And talk about getting it on. I mean, our other favorite, Jessica and Austin, we find out by the end of the episode, they have as well. So... I mean, it's kind of just going textbook for our favorite couples, right? They're cute together. They're matching up. Their weirdness is gelling, as we like to say, right? In marriage, mm-hmm. just in general. And they have consummated their marriage on their honeymoon. So everything is looking pretty, all, you know, systems go. Everything's green.
Most of the worries were, for me, the same worries that Katie was having, was the fact that he's never been in love. But you know what, Derek? You proven that, I don't know, you clearly know how to treat a lady.
It seems
so,
like it.
I don't know. Maybe he just haven't found the right woman to treat that to. I don't know.
Right, maybe. Yeah. Well, while we're on this high of all this goodness and love, will one of you two give our listeners some love right now?
Well, we want to thank you. I will do that. I want to thank you for making us.
Which one of us is doing it?
Making us the ESPN of TV talk. You're watching us right now, so go ahead and hit that like button. Go ahead and subscribe. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, can we get 5 stars? Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to give some shout outs to some of you
Please
guys
do.
Who have been giving us love. Benny Secreto, AM, Sandals MB, and Mr. Ali Wudo. And then I even saw TM. Yes. So thank you guys so much for just showing us love, just in general.
You guys, you know, you're our extended panel. We love reading all the comments you guys leave, even if you don't like what we're saying. We appreciate your opinion. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. So let's get into, the bottom three. Right, I'm trying to look over and see who I am most optimistic about. Maybe let's start with Taylor and Brandon. And the reason why I'm starting with Taylor and Brandon is because it ends in an okay spot. Mm-hmm. But right off the bat, in the beginning of this episode, she has the audacity to wake him up from his snoring slumber via a cell phone video. I mean, of the atrocities you could commit as a newlywed, Lanisha, this has got to rank up there.
It was just so horrible. Okay, I understand.
I cried for him right away.
I saw the tears. I tried to wipe it away.
How difficult his life has become in Panama.
I understood the part where he said he had a panic attack. Okay. That would be a little weird for me because it doesn't seem that big of a deal. But he could have communicated that, like, at least later on. You wait all the way till nighttime to tell me that was the problem, that I had a camera in your face. Newsflash, you're on a reality TV show, Married at First Sight. I don't know if you heard of it.
Yeah.
There's cameras
on him 24/7 almost. And he was upset about the little we're like doing a selfie right now.
It's as if he was a bear that went into hibernation and it was a weekend and she just got him like, this is your wife /stranger. And I mean, she was doing, it was a cutesy video.
Right.
Yes.
And she did not know a panic attack would be next.
Okay. And he sprung out of bed and like ripped his shirt off and went to the bathroom.
And ignored her.
What are you doing?
You said communication,
right.
Communicate. Like, talk to me. We're getting to know each other. So that was just communication.
She goes into the bathroom. She tries a canoodle up to him or something like that. And it's such an overreaction to a silly little thing. She didn't even nudge him awake or something like that. From what I saw, maybe I was mistaken, she kind of was taking the video like, look who snores.
Yeah.
And then he woke up because she was talking. It wasn't even an abrupt wake up or anything like that. And then, yes, he continued the weird silent treatment throughout the day. She tried to make up to him. First of all, she's going way out of her way, right, to be nice. Way beyond getting him his favorite beer, okay? I don't even know if my wife knows my favorite. She's got a favorite beer, brings it over, and he's like, no. And then he goes and gets his own beer and is playing around in the pool.
No. He was petty and got the same beer that she brought him, but he wanted to, wait and make herself. Oh, she nice.
After
she
rejecting
nice.
Her beer. Her nice gesture for her husband.
She nice.
Which just doesn't make any sense. His drastic overreaction. If he knows, look, I'm not trying to get on anybody about having anxiety or panic attacks.
That's normal. That's
legitimate
fine.
Stuff, 100%. I totally get it. But I think at this point in his life, as a 33-year-old man, yes. Okay, if you know this is something you suffer from, okay, that's the immediate reaction. And you've gone out, you've put yourself out there to be on television. That's the immediate reaction. And then maybe let's give it to him. A half an hour later, it's like, whoa, I'm so sorry. That was a super overreaction. Like, I got caught way off guard. I'm so sorry, right?
Yeah.
It's not 16 hours later.
Okay, it was nighttime. He wouldn't even have got that from me.
It's crazy. And let's just go back to, do you guys buy it? Do you think this is what it is? To me, we said it before, I just think it's this guy's insecurity coming out more and more and more. Lanisha helped me with that word. I couldn't remember it before. Yeah. I think it's this guy's insecurity. And Taylor is just showing how great of a person she is more and more and more. And it's like, Ken, dude, what is this guy thinking?
Like Taylor said, he's trying my patience.
Yeah.
Hello.
Like, what, like, I don't know what he's thinking. And I'm really, he might not be thinking.
Right.
Because I don't know what's happening because, like you said, he said it was anxiety, but you're a grown man. Mm-hmm. You're not a child who can't express yourself.
Right.
And it's all about communication.
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people with anxiety, and a lot of them, if they're having an attack or anything, they might not say it right then and there because sometimes you really can't speak.
Right.
But later on, they do communicate and they tell you, like, yo, like, sorry, I just had a panic attack. Like, I don't know if you noticed or not, because some are not obvious.
Right.
But he really could have communicated.
And this is something that you would want your wife to know. Like, you're in this experiment on this reality TV show.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, let me let my wife know what's up so that she does. So tomorrow morning, we don't have this same issue.
Right?
You don't know until you let me know. And she let him know that afterwards. And he kind of, well, that's not weird, this and that. But she expressed herself and told him. And it's like, Brandon, communicate, talk.
Yes.
Obviously, we're not doctors and we're not psychiatrists or anything like that, right? Completely. And I could see where it could take somebody a full day to adjust to something that happened, that some kind of trauma or something like that. But this, especially with your wife, and you're just safe in the hotel room, and it was just a little, like, a video. She didn't even play a joke on him or something.
Yeah.
It was just a little video. It just, something doesn't sit right with me for it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could be, but it just, the gut reaction seems it's not right. And I just feel like it's this insecurity. And to me, the insecurity makes sense of him seeing this beautiful woman, extremely successful. And he's probably used to being in that kind of role in the relationship. And now she is. And look, she got something else over on him. Like, she's messing with him while he's asleep. And I feel, to me, it's just like he just snapped on it.
Yeah. It absolutely. And that's what I really like, Taylor, and I love that she put him in his place. You will not talk to me like that.
Yes.
You will communicate with me.
Finally.
So I like that Taylor did put her foot down with that part. And Brandon, get it together, boy. Get it together.
Yeah. Because even that was alarming. Like, watch how you handle me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so no matter what, like, how you feel, like, you just can't talk to me any kind of way.
Okay. Right. So, I might be nice, but I can bite.
Like, anxiety is not an excuse to handle me the wrong way.
Okay,
right.
She is a queen.
Let's we'll find out where they end up at the very end, but let's go through the rest of our couples before they get down to dinner. Let's just, I'm just going to go straight up my sheet to Mindy and Zach. Again, we ended last week, right, with Mindy's going off into the hall of the hotel. She's crying. She's upset. Zach just said how he's just not attracted to her. He's not Billy an attraction to her. There's so much stuff that happens. They're in this episode a lot. Literally what I feel the whole thing with them breaks down into, I cannot understand what Zach is trying to say if you paid me money. He talks in circles. She even says this in one of her interviews, right, her ITMs.
Yeah.
He's talking in circles. It sounds like he's trying to be very insightful of what their relationship is, but to me it makes no sense whatsoever, right?
We need a Zach communicator.
nothing that he can say to me gets him out of the fact that he said, I'm not attracted to you. I'm not building attraction to you. I don't even know if I really want to talk about them. I wanted to get your opinion. What do you think the proper thing to do in this type of circumstance on this show, if the person coming down the aisle, you're not attracted to them? Do you put on a front? Do you give it a shot? Are you really open with them right away and say, I don't think this is going to work, I'm not attracted to you? What do you think the right thing to do?
I would like to jump in.
Yeah,
okay, definitely.
Just give it a shot.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Like, it's not rocket science. She's gorgeous, by the way. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know what his... Yeah, all right.
Look,
he only got his hair working for him.
We really have kind of guessed that he's used to the Instagram, the typical Instagram type model chick, right? But, Jonathan, I agree. What I really want to stress is it's not his fault if he's not attracted to her. That's understandable. Yeah. Yes. You know what I'm... Right? But... It's just such a grimy way to go about it with her.
He was upfront and honest about it. And
right.
Brutally.
To keep that poetic theme going.
Yes.
Dr. Maya Angelou, she said, when somebody shows you who they are,
believe them.
So Mindy, she's steady trying to make it work. Relax. Like, he has said up front, I'm not attracted to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because how do you come back from that? Where do you go from that? That's beyond ground zero. That's below, right?
Yeah.
That's below. And she is so in love with being in love.
Yeah.
She's very into the marriage. She's excited to make this work. She's excited to put effort into it.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. At the beginning of a relationship, do you think that there needs to be a spark?
And we talked about this in previous weeks.
That's a good question.
We don't know exactly what they do, what the experts do, right? But I think it's a disservice if they don't lay out a board of people and say, who are you attracted to? Let's get your type. Right.
Yeah, yes.
Do you like blondes, redheads? Do you like this, that? At least get some semblance, because I think for the majority of relationships, the physical attraction, because you usually see the person first, that's what a lot of it is built on, at least initially. Well, and then you get to know the person.
Well, here's the thing. They do that in their experiment. They ask them, what is your type? These couples sometimes are not as honest, and they'll give them less.
Right.
Rather than actually being honest and saying what they're really not attracted to, what they are attracted to.
Right. And maybe not descriptive enough.
Yeah. Because they want to seem like they're good, genuine people.
Right.
But then you're going to wind up with someone who you're really not attracted to.
Right.
So be honest.
Because I feel that for this entire episode, we have them talking in circles where at points, Mindy is apologizing kind of for her behavior.
Yeah.
Where, at least from everything we've seen, that's completely not what should be going on, right? No apologies.
He's talking in circles and she's just holding on to his coattail.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bump, hit another bump, another speed bump.
Right.
Okay, but it's going, I'm going to try to make it work.
Yeah.
Like, let go of the coattail.
At least
and let him continue on in his circles.
At least when Brandon apologizes, he's like, can we kiss? Can we do like something physical? Dude is fist bumping his wife. You know what I mean? And then she at least tried to make it like a little joke. And that just felt so awkward and weird. Just, they go on the boat tour and it didn't even seem like they were friends. I don't know. It feels so forced and almost like Zach said, you know what? I'm on camera. Maybe I need to chill out with this, but I really don't want any of the women watching this to think I'm really into her, so they got to shop. I don't know. It just feels icky.
Well, C. Walken says, Mindy reminds me so much of Amber from last season, but I hope she won't put up with as much crap as Amber did with Matt.
Right. And don't sleep with each other.
She couldn't even get a kiss out of him.
Right.
He's talking about it's only a time and a place. There's a time and a place for kissing. You're in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
On
your honeymoon, it's always time and place for kissing.
But they were in privacy, and he was like, there's a time and a place to kiss. What?
Like, they stood up to close the doors. It's like, we didn't even need to close the doors.
Nothing's gonna happen.
The camera guy can stay there.
He can stay in the room. It's
Yo,
okay.
Yo, Zach's shirt is definitely off. At any opportunity possible.
Yes. Zach could get a separate room like Michael. Y'all could go bunk together.
And does anybody think, tell us what you guys think in the comments, please. I'd love to see the other opinions. But he flat out asks her, do you think I lead with my appearance? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, no, I don't. Yeah, you do. And it's cool, man. Like, own it. I'm down. Whatever you want, right? Do you. You're an Instagram model who your shirt is off more than it's on. Well, and he's got a great body, six-pack. I'm about it. But, you know, own it. I think if he's really into this for the actual experiment or to try.
Yeah.
I think you own it. You kind of make a joke out of it, and then you got to be, you know, kind of serious. But he's really trying, no, that's not me, when that's how he's acting.
Well, Pink Girl defends him, saying, I just think Zach really cares about how he takes care of himself. I won't call him self-absorbed.
Okay. he definitely cares about how he takes care of himself. That's totally admirable. I like that. That's good.
I loved how you're talking about owning it. Like, a reality couple that owned it was Heidi and Spencer. Like, owned it.
That's
they
right.
owned who they
yeah,
were.
They
both were self like, just own it. And we might like it. Yeah. We might love it.
And maybe,
so just be yourself.
Maybe Mindy will like it, too. Yes. Don't put up this facade of, I'm really... want to, you know, connect with you and see if that we grow to fall into an attraction of, and just stop. Okay. Right. Let's move on before we run out of time here.
Okay.
We got Mika and Mike, who, to me, started in the worst place because they didn't even sleep in the same room, okay? We know Michael went and slept somewhere else. He's not wearing his ring. I thought Mika hadn't been wearing her ring this whole time, but come to find out I was wrong. She was wearing her ring, which... it is symbolic. I love wearing my ring. I like playing with it. Every time I touch it, it reminds me of my wife. I think about her. I love it. I love wearing my ring. So I understand all the symbolism and what they're talking about. It is very symbolic. And if you do have it away, perhaps it is a little out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
It's like they're not even trying. Like,
right.
This just started. So, you know, let's try. So taking the ring off is already like, I'm giving up. Like, I'm not even... going to try to make this happen. So, yeah, Mika and Michael have definitely disappointed me.
They went down, as he would say, Eminem has melted.
Eminem's melted.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it's just like your vows, through sickness and health, through rich or through poor, like, the bad. You've taken off your ring during the bad. Like, what is this?
And here's the thing, right? I like... unfortunately, I think, what Michael is saying. Mm-hmm. The stuff he's saying makes sense. I really want to work towards a friendship. I want to do this the right way, which to me means in this, you know, environment of Married at First Sight, you're serious about it.
Yeah.
And he admits that he's not being a good husband. He's not fulfilling that commitment. I love all that stuff that he was saying. What I don't like is hearing her say that he's acting completely different. It's coming back to the sex thing, right? Yes. And they never fully finished that or finalized or whatever. We never really got the truth of it, of how he's different off camera and on. I don't like that. They both talked to Pastor Cal. And Pastor Cal kind of says, you guys just got to communicate and like keep trying. It's like, but...
it's hard to give advice when you don't see what's going on. Like, I agree with you. I really do wish... and I know it's reality TV. You're not going to see everything. I get it. But I really do wish we could see what Mika's seeing so that we could really give our input. Like, is what Michael's saying genuine?
Right.
Or is he just BSing it for the camera to make it seem like he's a good guy?
Right.
And it's unfortunately they're spending the honeymoon apart.
Yeah.
Not... able to enjoy each other's company, get to even continue to know each other.
Right.
Again, communication.
Communication.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's so much miscommunication throughout this episode.
There really is. Yeah. I mean, in at least three of the couples. Yes. Right? And so by the end, Mika takes her ring off, which she's absolutely right. Why is she walking around, you know, repping a married woman while her husband is not? That seems very strange.
Definitely out of spite.
Like, you go look single, you're doing this, look single, so I'm out here too.
Right, yeah. And maybe that'll give him something to really think about. You know, how does that make you feel? Right? Because then you're going to see how it made me feel when you're not wearing yours.
Yeah. He's trying to get... Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to say, like, the wedding ring off is an earned thing, I feel like. Just a little bit. Like, yeah. Put the effort in. Make the effort. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's earned.
Yeah. So essentially, at the end, we end up, again, we bring all our couples back together. They have another big, awkward dinner. And it's kind of just more of the same. Hmm. We see how great Jessica and Austin are, right? We see how great Derek and Katie are. And we see how kind of crummy it's been so far for the other three. I did love what you said while we were watching, Lanisha, that the three bad couples, as I'm calling them, right? The couples that aren't working out so great, but maybe didn't need to air it all out at the dinner.
Yeah, especially with Mika. Because she already got her point across. Like, she told it with the girls already. She already said it with the whole group at the pool. I don't think when they asked her, so how are you guys doing? She could have easily said, we're working on it.
Right.
I don't think she should have said all those bad things that she was saying. I don't think it was necessary. Because we get that you guys aren't working out. We been saw that. Now, if he did something new, he didn't do anything new that was bad. So I don't think that was necessary for her to bring it up at that dinner table.
Yeah.
Place and time. Time and place for things.
Yeah, and Michael clearly doesn't like his business out there, especially the marital issues. And, I mean, she was very, like, she was talking like these are all strangers. And she's talking like these are her homegirls.
Right.
And she's calling to get advice and just airing him out. Like,
yeah.
He just really looked like this is just, like, I'm not trying to talk to them about all of this. Like,
right.
Chill out. Relax.
Yeah, but that's why I like that he corrected it with saying, we're working on our friendship first.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think the last thing just to end on real quick before we go and rate these guys for this week is Brandon's effort at the end to smooth things over in the bedroom with what appeared to be Derek's leftover flowers.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm just joking around. So, you know, obviously Taylor comes into the room and he is in the bathtub with some champagne and some rose petals.
He stole that idea. Derek literally told him.
He did that at the dinner table. And I was joking around and I kind of said, like, wow, like, is this really all it takes for Taylor? Like, it's just... But, what was your honest opinion? Was it sweet?
Said it.
Was it kind of?
No, it was a copycat. Yeah. No, like you went in the room, took the flowers, like, ooh, okay, here they go, and then went and sprinkled them around, and just added, like, ooh, I'll just hop in the tub for her, like, ooh.
But maybe I'll get some. They got some.
Is she desperate to at this point to kind of make it work and just to see the absolute positive goodness in him that she's going along with? Because she seemed genuinely happy with the gesture.
I don't think it's her being desperate. I think it's because she laid down the law. She told him already what she's not going to put up with. Right. I think that's her just seeing, okay, we're married now that you know. Let's see how you put action towards what you're saying.
Okay.
So right now she's seeing him be good.
So take a couple steps back and we'll let you progress.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, and throughout the season, she's been showing that, you know, she's willing to make it work. She's going to try. So she's been showing that. So it's like, it's a continuation.
So at least it's some kind of effort, right?
Yeah.
And we'll accept it. All right, cool.
That's
I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see. I think we're going to have some time. I'm going to force this through and we're going to have some time for predictions because I wanted to say at least something. So let's do some rating. Let's start out with the easy ones. Jessica and Austin. And Jonathan, are you going to bring up our handy-dandy dual screen?
Oh, yeah. Give me one second. I need, like, literally 10 to 15 seconds. One sec.
Well, that's no problem because we're going to start with Jessica and Austin. They're probably the easiest couple to rate.
Nine.
I'm actually going to go up. I'm going to give them a 10.
They're perfect.
They're so perfect. They're relationship goals.
I don't know.
All right. Do you want to take a look up on the screen?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I don't know how much more perfect you could get. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going 10.
Watch something bad happen in the next episode.
They're staying in that little lane right there, Jonathan. Who do you got next? We have Katie and Derek next. Perfect.
Katie and Derek?
I'll go with the 8.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm liking them. I'm going to give them an 8.
You know, as long as we're just kind of clustering, I think I'll just give them a 9. Oh, keep it right around there. It's 8 or 9 for me is easy. It's no problem. They're, again, fantastic. Let's now do the more interesting. Taylor and Brandon. Look at the trend on the graph. For those of you listening to us, it's going straight down.
Down.
What do you give them, Ken?
Two.
All right.
Little hope.
I'm giving them one. That's
You're giving
them
itself. A one?
That's hoping itself, that one.
I don't think they're the worst. I am going to give them, just because I'm trying to space it out a little bit, I'm going to give them a three.
Mm.
Give me Mindy and Zach, guys.
A three.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, a little hope.
They're worse than Taylor and Brandon for me, so I'm going to give them a zero.
Okay. Mindy and Zach, they're worse than Taylor and Brandon for me as well. I'm going to give them a two. I'm going to give them a two.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken, hit with Eminem.
Eminem. Where are they at? Two for Eminem.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a three for the hope.
A three.
I went last week four, so this week will be three.
I'm going to give him a two. I'm just not feeling it at all. I'm not feeling it at all.
Yeah, actually, put ratings. Me down for two for Eminem.
Two for Eminem.
I gotta be honest.
Give her a two. Give Lanisha a two.
Give me a two.
Guys, let us know down in the comments what you rated all of our couples. We want to know, are you in agreement with us? Do you disagree? It's more fun when you disagree, but you know, we're right. We're right, though. We're really right.
Give us your ratings, and then we'll shout some of your ratings out next week.
Let's go super quick for predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Because I got one. You guys, I don't know if you were ready. Think about it for a second, because I got one right off the bat. We saw the little, I always call it the coming attractions, the previews for next week, right? I saw Jessica and Austin having what I think they are trying to edit together to look like a disagreement over religion. I think this is a complete red herring. I think perhaps he's going to say, no, I'm not, but I'm open to exploring with you or something like that. And they're completely trying to make some kind of drama for us with them because they're a perfect couple.
I agree because they
ask about... You can't agree. It's my prediction.
No, because they ask about that early, about religion. So they already know about that. So I don't think that they're going to have a problem with that at all. But I'm going to say that Brandon is going to fall back next. Even though he ended off on a good note, I think next week he's going to fall back and get right back into the doghouse.
Okay.
Mika and Michael, looks like they might have sex.
Maybe.
Might have, you know.
That's a hard maybe, but maybe. I saw a wall there between them in that preview.
That'd be really turning a 180 for her.
Got into bed, but I saw a wall.
We saw a hug. It could have built
They were in bed together.
Like
kisses
Jessica.
And cuddles, like, you know.
Okay.
And if I'm going to continue on my, like, tinfoil hat, I think that's also edited to throw us off. Where the way he says last night was really a thing for maybe they chatted. Like an honest chat would be a step forward in their relationship,
anything
right? Or
would
finding
be a
out
step
what
forward.
Her like middle name is or like where she went to school or something like that might be a small step in their relationship. So I don't know. I'm not buying it for them. I'm not buying it. Sorry.
Sorry, Eminem.
He tried.
Ken's still trying. It's all right. No, we tried. That's the fun of it, guys. Yes. We love talking about this show because it's so silly. And we have so much fun talking about it with you guys. And we're going to be right back here next week to talk more Married at First Sight. But until then, Lanisha, where can our friends keep up with you? And I'm going to toss this out real quick. Guys, because we're still working on getting the YouTube live streaming back up for this channel, Lanisha has been live streaming the entire time on her Instagram. So it's even more important. This is not just a cop-out on trying to get us you to follow us. We're really trying to bring it to you live. So where can they follow you guys? And maybe next time we'll all stream live on our Instagrams.
Yes, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. And I will be leaving it in the comment as well.
And I am at Kenneth Ware on all streaming platforms, and I will leave that in the comments as well.
And my name is Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling, I guess, where I'm going to leave that in the comments too.
And, I'm going to leave it in the comments.
In the comments.
Until next week, have so much fun. Sloths are amazing.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.